You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Was a nice way to start off this hour of jazz here on Neon Jazz. That was keyboardist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Claire Fisher with the 1964 song Carnival. Most notably, Fisher worked with Dizzy Gillespie and Donald Byrd and became known for his Latin and bossa nova recordings in the 1960s. He was nominated for 11 Grammy Awards, winning two for his albums, one in 81 and the other in 86. Fisher was an in-demand arranger for pop albums, working with Prince, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, and many others. In 1999, his alma mater, the Michigan State University School of Music, honored him with an honorary doctorate of fine arts degree in recognition of his creativity and excellence as a jazz composer, arranger, and performer. Yet another visionary in the jazz world. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, taking you on a tour of some tasty jazz music. Coming to you from a town quite simply known for a rich history in the jazz craft, Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Bobby Watson, Art Farmer, Miles Davis, and many, many more. Up next is a local legend here in Kansas City, the director of jazz studies at UMKC, alto saxophonist Bobby Watson, on a live 1985 song, Watson's Blues, off the album Appointment in Milano. ¶¶
Thank you.
That was KC-based River Cow Orchestra, led by jazz trumpeter and composer E.E. Pointer, with the tune Clap Your Hand. This impressive River Cow Orchestra is a totally free-form, collaborative, improvisational-based music group, sort of a minimalist mixing of Philip Glass, Sun Ra, Miles Davis after 1970, and Ornette Coleman. Their music has been dubbed Zen Jazz. You will hear a lot more over the years from both River Cow and the talented E.E. Pointer. Let's keep the locals on the airwaves here on Neon Jazz. Up next is the Kansas City Jazz Symphony with the cool tune Vine Street Rumble.
Thank you.
That was trombonist Curtis Fuller with the festive 1982 song Jazz Island. He was best known as a member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and a contributor to many classic jazz recordings. Fuller's Jamaican-born parents died when he was young, and he was raised in an orphanage. While in Detroit, he was a school friend of Paul Chambers and Donald Byrd, and also knew Tommy Flanagan, Thad Jones, and Milt Jackson. After his Army service between the years of 1953 and 55, when he played in a band with Chambers and brothers Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Fuller joined the quintet of Yusef Lateef, another Detroit musician. He always surrounded himself around big talent. Fuller continues to perform and record and is currently a faculty member of the New York State Summer School of the Arts School of Jazz Studies. Up next on Neon Jazz is the great jazz guitarist Eddie Duran with the 1956 song Sugar.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
was jazz guitarist, composer, and arranger Bill Frisell off a 2011 album called All We Are Saying, which is his interpretation of John Lennon's music with the tune Julia, which I consider one of my favorite all-time Beatles tunes. Bill has been one of the leading guitarists in jazz since the late 1980s. He puts an eclectic touch on progressive folk, classic music, country music, noise, and more. He is known for using an array of effects to create unique sounds from his instrument. His major break came when guitarist Pat Metheny was unable to make a recording session and recommended Frisell to Paul Motian, who was recording his 1982 album, Psalm, for ECM Records. From there, Frisell became ECM's in-house guitar player. A big part of life can be boiled down to those happy accidents. Up next on Neon Jazz is a dose of Hollywood. Here's composer David Carbonara with the 2009 song How Mabel Got Stable Cha-Cha-Cha off the critically acclaimed AMC series soundtrack Mad Men. That was tenor saxophonist Gene Jug Ammons with the tune Travelin' off the 1994 album Uptight. Also known as The Boss, Gene was the son of boogie-woogie pianist Albert Ammons. Gene began to gain recognition when he went on the road with trumpeter King Kolax in 1943 at the age of 18. Gene went on to perform with the likes of Billy Eckstine, Woody Herman, and Sonny Stitt. He was proficient with the technical aspects of bebop while staying in touch with the commercial blues and R&B of the day. Gene's later career was interrupted by two prison sentences for narcotics possessions. He is considered a major influence on the style of popular jazz tenor saxophonist Mr. Joshua Redman. He did leave something good behind. We're going to turn up the volume here on Neon Jazz with this next song. Here's rhythm and blues singer and pianist Amos Milburn, who knew how to craft a good tune in honor of a party, with the 1948 track Chicken Shack Boogie.
I'm looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Where you can get a whole gob of good things to eat. All good parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went over the fence. Yes, they say it's a place where all the bad cats meet. You better be mighty careful where you take a seat. Better be mighty careful, let's have a ball. Come on all you fellas and take a drink from my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was talented saxophonist and flautist Dave Liebman with the 1992 song Grand Central Station. Since 1967, the Brooklyn native has been active on scores of albums and collaborations with greats of jazz. In 2010, he received an NEA Jazz Masters Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. David began classical piano lessons at the age of 9 and saxophone by 12. His interest in jazz was sparked by seeing John Coltrane perform live in New York City clubs such as the Birdlam, the Village Vanguard, and the Half Note. On a final note, his teaching activities at universities and in clinic settings have taken him literally around the world as a result of his varied musical directions and expertise on several instruments, along with the ability to articulate the intricacies of the jazz language. That is a talent in itself. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is modern tenor saxophonist and trumpeter Chico Freeman with the 1996 song Seven Steps to Heaven. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And to my good friend, show engineer, and radio journeyman, Mr. John Christopher. Yes, let us know what you think about our little jazz show by contacting us, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
a second here. You mentioned the fine arts. Is that spelled with a PF or...
It is spelled with a PF.
Okay. It would give the certificate a little less cred.
Yes,
it would. But we'll go for it.
Yes. Well, there was an illustration on the back that we got to mute out here.
Yeah. Pa-fine arts with pa-flash, pa-fantastic.
Pa-fantastico. All right.
Neon Jazz.